MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, the civil rights and advocacy group Free SA has accused government of trying to quietly revive the controversial 2021 Firearms Control Amendment Bill. It's a proposal that would have banned guns for self-defense. The Department of Police hasn't confirmed or denied the claim. Critics say the process, if true, violates the principles of transparency and public consultation. Free SA's Ruben Kutze is with me now. Ruben, a very warm welcome. You've accused the state of secrecy. I'm interested to know what evidence you have that the bill is being revived behind closed doors.
There has been statements that have been released. We have seen in a recent interview or press conference that the acting minister of police had that it was confirmed that the bill is being discussed, and we've seen it from some of the bureaucratic groups surrounding government, such as the trade union COSATU, as well as the National Economic Development and Labour Council, NEDLAC, that have confirmed that the discussions have been taking place. And that's really one of the major concerns that we have as Free SA. Like you mentioned, we are an advocacy group, so we are really just the platform for the input of South African people. That's our main concern, is that there's only selected groups of individuals that's being selected to have this consultation process. As you mentioned already, in 2021, when the bill was drafted, it was withdrawn in 2022 due to the amount of public pressure by civil society, by individuals, especially vulnerable groups that really rely on firearms for self-defense in the communities that they are in South Africa, because we see that the government has failed to really deal with crime, and that's why citizens resort back to getting their own firearms for self-defense. And that's really our main concern, is that it's a selective consultation process, because such drastic decisions should be informed by a really collective, all-encompassing view of the public.
I don't want to get into a debate with you about semantics, but there is a difference between something being discussed and something being revived. And I'm just wondering if this just isn't internal policy housekeeping rather than a covert political move, as you're suggesting.
Well, even if it is just internal discussions, we have to look at what the rationale behind it is. Because, like I mentioned already, in 2021, it was tabled and it was immediately withdrawn in 2022 due to the amount of pressure that the public has placed on it. And I think that's really what we are questioning, is what has changed since 2022? What is the new rationale behind these discussions? And we live in a participatory democracy in South Africa, and we see that it's not just an issue with firearms. We see that across the board, with issues that affect South African citizens, the government really prefers to do it behind closed doors, even if it is, as you might suggest, that it is just maybe internal discussions and housekeeping. There has to be a question as to what is the rationale for that. What has changed since 2022, and why there is a need for this discussion? Why would we disarm our own South African citizens rather than dealing with the issues of crime? Because if you look at the crime stats, it's just crazy at the moment. We've had 27,000 murders recorded in 2023 alone, and that's just murders, not to speak of any other violent crimes like robbery, like mugging, and all a host of crimes that South Africans have to deal with on a daily basis. Why are the discussions to disarm law-abiding South African citizens who are resorting to firearms to defend themselves, rather than tackling the issue of crime directly, which is fundamentally more important? And I think that's just our concern, is that the government has this tendency to rather look at their own citizens first, who are just resorting to this as a means to defend themselves, rather than actually tackling crime at the root causes. And I think that's our main concern.
What do you mean, their own citizens, when you refer to the government?
I mean to ordinary South African citizens that are resorting to firearms to defend themselves, because I already mentioned the crime stats that we do have. We see that the police often do not arrive to deal with these crimes. If they arrive at all, it is not on time usually, and South Africans are then sort of left at their own mercy to defend themselves. And I think that's really the argument that we are making, is this attempt to criminalize self-defense is really just irresponsible and unconstitutional, because then it leaves our citizens at the mercy of violent criminals who really won't think twice to resort to violence. Rather than tackling, let's say, the illegal firearms that are pouring across our borders, that's something that's a huge problem in our country. We see that a lot of our border nations are managing to get in illegal firearms that support gang violence.
Right. No one's doubting the illegal firearms issue, or for that that matter, the high crime statistics. But how does your organization respond to those who say South Africa's gun culture itself fuels violent crime? In fact, we need less guns rather than more guns.
But then we should start at the cause, where the guns are really causing problems, and not starting with ordinary South African citizens. I think everyone agrees that it's important to have a means of gun control. But again, I think at a root cause, the agreement is the same, but the means of going about it is totally wrong. To start with your very own citizens who are not the cause of violent crime, rather than tackling, as you mentioned, the gangs, those who are committing violence, that is really where the problem lays. But I think, as I mentioned, this is really a two-layered issue that we have. The first issue is disarming citizens of the means to self-defense. But the second issue is that it's sort of being done behind closed doors without consulting the public. Regardless of the intentions behind it, this is a vitally important aspect and legislation for many South Africans, and South Africans' voices should be heard throughout that, and it shouldn't be something that's done in private. And I think that's why we're really calling on the Acting Minister of Police and the Portfolio Committee of Police and those involved with the legislation to confirm exactly what is going on, if this bill is being revived or not, why and what the legislative rationale is for the revival of this bill. And exactly the steps behind it, because I think, as I mentioned, in a participatory democracy like South Africa, the citizens need to be at the forefront of the lawmaking. I think that's really the secondary issue, but that is equally a fundamentally important issue that we need answers on, rather than us as civil society.
Is there not a danger that your organization is simply advocating for widespread private armament?
Not at all. We just want South Africans to be included in legislation that that affects them. That's why, as I mentioned, we are just the platform on our website at freesa.org.za. We really allow the public to give input on these sort of legislation. What is the public's view on that, and what is the public's view that would be best for South Africans? And that's really what we want to do.
How much support have you got so far?
We've already had about 2,000 submissions on this bill so far, just below 2,000, I believe. And it's both people supporting the bill and opposing the bill, and that's really what we want to do. We want to get various points of views of South Africans on this bill, but I have to say it's been largely in support of what we're advocating for, that there needs to be a public consultation process and that we don't need to disarm our own citizens of their right to self-defense.
All right, let's see how this plays out. Ruben Kutzer, thank you very much indeed. Speaks for the civil rights and advocacy group Free SA.